What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Call Her Creator, powered by Stan. I'm your host, social marketing queen, Caitlin Rhodes, if you don't know my real name. And I'm here to help you make money doing what you love. That is the whole reason we made this podcast. I don't want you to ever feel like you are stuck in your 9-to-5 and there's not something else out there for you, because there probably is. So today we're going to be talking about Instagram growth trends that are blowing up right now. I've told you guys in recent episodes that Instagram is the reason I was able to leave my 9-to-5. So I'm going to teach you what I know so that you guys can do the same. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the importance of user-generated content, building a community over a following, what formats are getting the most love from the algorithm, and so much more. So stay tuned. All right, now before we get into the episode, I like to give you guys an update on what's going on in the social media world. And I found a really cool update today regarding Instagram and Instagram Lives. So anytime there's an update on Instagram, a specific update, like this, for example, is specific to Instagram Lives, I want you guys to take advantage of that and hop on whatever they're doing if you have it. Reason being, if they're updating something and giving a new feature, then more than likely they're going to start pushing it a little bit more. So now is the time to hop on the Instagram Lives, because there is a very cool feature to help improve engagement on those lives. So what Instagram is rolling out, only a few accounts have it right now. If you have it, let me know. I'd love for you to send me a screenshot of what it looks like. Send it to my DMs over on Social Marketing Queen. But they're allowing you to play games with your audience, which I think is so cool, because it can be really scary and daunting if you think about getting on Instagram Live. You get on this camera, you don't know what's about to happen, you don't know who's gonna come, and some people freeze up. So this is a way to kind of break the ice. If we go back to like grade school, we can think about the icebreakers that they have. This is kind of like that. So they have two different games that you'll be able to play with your audience. One is this or that. So that's really just like you asking a question and then your audience chooses this or that. Super easy to do. And then the other one is trivia, which I think is super cool. I've played trivia before with creators and it's always very engaging and fun to see what other creators have to say about things. So this will be even cooler if you can do that with your audience. Now, imagine using these games to kind of find out what your audience wants to learn more about from you. So you could do like, hey, I'm thinking about doing a masterclass. Which one would you rather prefer, this or that? And you can kind of dive deeper into what your customers actually want from you. I do think that is one of the most underrated, strategies that you could really do for your business, is to actually gauge your audience and find out what they like. I know that Lo talks about this a lot over on Stan. You don't want your strategy to be based on what you want. You need to find out what your audience wants, and that's how things are going to perform better. So I think this is a really cool update. I love that for Instagram Live. I want to get back on doing Instagram Lives more. I know like a year ago, I was trying to do them on a weekly basis, but obviously things happen, business grows, you find yourself doing other tasks. But if you are just getting started and you've never done Instagram Lives before, not only will they help you gauge what your audience wants and they'll help you to, nurture that community more, but they also are a good tool to help you grow on Instagram. If you're going live on a consistent basis, people start to get forward to, like, they start to look forward to those Instagram Lives, and then they'll share it with friends, they'll get so much value from you, they'll learn to trust you more, and they'll probably end up buying from you. You can also use Instagram Lives to collaborate with another brand. And when you do that, you end up getting in front of each other's audiences. So Instagram Lives, don't sleep on them. Definitely let me know if you have this update. I want to know if you're using it and how you're using it. So yeah. All right. So let's get in to the 2024 Instagram growth trends. These are some of the top rising shifts that we're seeing over on Instagram, and I'm seeing them work really, really well. So I've got 7 different Instagram trends that we're going to talk about today. So don't get overwhelmed. It's not too many. Some are brief, some are longer, but let's get into them. All right, so the first Instagram trend that honestly it's been coming around, but I think it's here to stay. It's probably gonna get more popular this year, and that is user-generated content, UGC. user-generated content continues to grow. Now, the era of user-generated content is here. What does that mean exactly? Caitlin, what is user-generated content? That is reviews from customers or clients of yours. Maybe they're unboxing your product. Maybe it's a tutorial. Maybe it's product reviews posted on social media. But they basically place your people in front of your followers and kind of help build that trust between the two of you. Now, as a creator, how can you use user-generated content to help you grow? First and foremost, asking for reviews is always the easiest way to get user-generated content for your profile. Now, you could simply screenshot reviews over on Google or your website, wherever people leave you a review. But I personally like to reach out to my clients and customers and say, hey, I want to feature you on my Instagram page. Can I get a video of you? Sometimes people are like, heck no, I'm not getting on video for you. But other times people are excited to get in front of your audience and they want to share the goodness that you're bringing to them or their business. So it's easy for them to give you a yes. You can also, you know, tell a story about a past client. So you don't exactly need them to do a video for you, but you could maybe ask, like, say you're a realtor and you help someone buy a new home. You could always ask them to take some snapshots of them at the house enjoying their new home or their new backyard. Take those photos, post them to your own Instagram and social media accounts, and that's your user-generated content. Now, what you do with those pictures is you tell a story. Tell us how you met Joe and Schmo and they couldn't get a home financed. You helped them get financed. You helped them get their dream home, and now they're living the life in this new beautiful home with this perfect view. You see where, like, that's so much better than just saying, congratulations on your new home, Ted and Sherry. No, like, you told us a story, you took us from here to here, and it just gives people a way to trust you more and to see you as the expert. You can also spotlight user-generated content on your stories, Facebook Reels, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, whatever you want. You can post this content anywhere. It's just getting the content from your people. Now, if you don't want to ask them for a video, you can also ask them to just tag you in any photos. I know that when I buy stuff from Etsy, they're really, really good at this. I'll always have a little like postcard in my box that says, hey, tag us on Instagram, and they'll have their Instagram handle. That's user-generated content. If I'm using my new skincare or I ordered a new cup and I tag it, that's their user-generated content. Now they can use that photo for their own socials. Now, make sure you ask for permission. It's not always best practice to just take someone's photo and share it, even if it is about you or your content. So just make sure you cross all your X's and O's, I guess it is. I don't know what that saying is, but just make sure it's okay to post on their behalf. The next trend that you guys probably already know, but I have to say it, Instagram is definitely doubling down on Reels. I don't care what anyone says. They can say that Instagram doesn't favor a certain content format, but I think that's a lie because I've been posting carousels lately. I have 167,000 followers almost, and I'm getting like very minimal engagement on those carousels versus if I post a reel. My reels will pop off. I'll get lots of views. I'll get great engagement. But if I post carousels or a static image, I'm like lucky to get a little bit of engagement over there. And I know it's not my content. I know it's the format. I think people have learned that I'm the reels queen. And so they look forward to my videos. So when I post that other content format, it's just not working for me. So in my opinion, I think reels are still the way to go. Ever since Adam Mosseri, head of Instagram, revealed that all video posts would become reels, the platform has focused even more on the format. We already know this information. But in 2023, last year, we saw the introduction of new editing tools. So you have to think about the templates that they provide for you, the improved analytics. There's now the Clip Hub in there. There's just all these different editing tools that Instagram is putting now towards reels. I can just tell that they are still favoring them. So I totally expect reels to continue to be the number one for Instagram content this year. I'll also note too, they've increased video length as well. They have to stay relevant to YouTube Shorts and TikTok, obviously. But with these updates and with these continuous new features and ways to use reels and edit them, I just think that that is Instagram's way of saying, hey, this is our baby. We're going to continue to work on it for you. Here, please use this type of content. So that's reels for you, doubling down on reels. The next trend that I know it works already and it's continuing to work, and this is something that will help you grow on different social media channels, is two-way engagement. That means someone leaves you a comment, you reply back, you give back. Now, social platforms are getting smarter, okay? Their algorithms are favoring organic, natural engagement. So they're watching when people comment on your content. They're watching if you don't reply back. They're watching if you just post and ghost. So you need to make time for the app. Make time to engage with others. This can be commenting on others' posts. This can be replying to their stories. It doesn't have to take you, you know, an hour a day to get your engagement out there. It could take you a simple 15 minutes. Now, the way I break up my 15 minutes is I spend about 5 minutes replying to content. I'll go to my feed and I'll comment on other stuff. And then I'll go to the explore page and kind of see if there's anything that pops out at me. I'll go comment on that. And then I obviously will swipe up on stories too and leave a genuine comment or ask a question about that story. Now, one caveat here is what I've read is that you should reply back within an hour. So if you're getting comments all night long and then you don't reply back 2 days later, it doesn't look good to the algorithm. Now, keep in mind, I do know there's some engagement hacks here. I know some people will say, well, if I let it sit there and then I go back and comment 2 days later, I'm going to alert them 2 days later and they're going to come back to the post. But that's not always true. Some people might see your reply and say, what does she even talk about? That's been 2 days. I don't even remember. And they'll keep scrolling. So try to be timely when you respond to people and you engage with them. Keep them in mind and be human. The next trend that I know is buzzing on everyone's brains right now is SEO. And SEO is going to take center stage on all social media networks if it already hasn't. Now, a strong Instagram SEO strategy, search engine optimization, if you're not sure what that word means, is one of the best ways for you to increase your discoverability on the platform. So there's a couple ways to utilize an SEO strategy. One is obviously write a caption with descriptive words, keywords that make sense for your industry. Obviously, you want to tell the story of what the post is about, but when you are writing that caption, just be cognizant of your keywords. What I mean by this is sometimes when I'm lazy, I'll post a reel and my caption might just be something like, "Can you relate?" which is not SEO optimized. Now, if I were to say, "Can you relate?" question mark, and then go into detail more about what the post is about, maybe I'm talking about trending audio and I just give them a couple quick tips of trending audio and how it works and why they should jump on it. I'm using that keyword trending audio in my caption. So that's helping the algorithm to understand what my content is about. That way, when someone goes to search trending audio, guess what? The algorithm has been crawling my content because that's what I'm posting about, and it sends it over to them so that they see my post. Other ways to take advantage of SEO is one, add keywords to your Instagram profile. This might be your username. It's definitely going to be your page name. So there's two different things here. There's a username and there's your profile name, page name. Username is your little handle, the at social marketing queen. That's my username. Now I was smart here and I put social in my name on purpose for keyword for SEO. And then for my page name, I have Caitlin Rhodes / social media agency because I want people to think of me when they are searching for a social media agency to manage their social media accounts. So I'm very smart and strategic with my search optimized words on my profile. You can also include relevant hashtags to your posts. That's great for SEO. Side note here, I do know that Instagram was testing limiting hashtags on posts. So some people are only able to add up to 5 hashtags right now on their Instagram post, which is wild, but kind of cool and will work in our favor, honestly, because I don't post all 30 hashtags all the time. Sometimes I can only think of 5 and I post on the fly a lot of the time. So I think though that the reason they are nailing down and, you know, shortening the amount of hashtags that you can put on your posts is because there are so many people that are just like keyword stuffing and throwing in random hashtags that don't even make sense to the post just to go viral. So I think this is Instagram's way of kind of nailing down, grounding us back to, hey, pick your top 5 keywords here. Don't go over that. We don't want you fluffing this up. stick to what you know, stick to what your post is about. And then the other SEO tip I have for you guys, this can be found in your settings. So when you go to post a reel or a carousel or a static post, you'll see a button that says advanced settings. If you click on that, it takes you over to schedule the post. You can limit if people comment or like it or hide your comments and likes. And then there's a spot in there that says alt text. Now, what this does is this allows the algorithm to read what your post is about, but it also helps those people, you know, that might not be able to see, understand what your post is about because they can hear it or read it with the alt text of Instagram. The next trend I want to talk about is hooks. Hooks matter more than ever. They are what help you stop the scroll. Now, about 2 years ago, before everyone was on Reels and they were blowing up, hooks weren't too much of a focus. Like they still were, but at the same time, there wasn't so many Reels bombarding us all the time that we might, you know, give you a little bit of our attention more. Now, with Reels just blowing up and everyone's jumping on them, you have to stand out. And the best way to do that is to write an intriguing hook that is going to stop the scroll. So here's what I tell people when it comes to hooks. If you can't answer within 3 seconds why a random person scrolling Instagram should stop and watch your content, you're going to instantly use them. So that's what you can think about when you are writing your hook. What's going to stop the scroll? What's going to make them stop and read this and say, wait a minute, this is speaking to me. Let me continue to watch this. So I want you guys to spend time on your hooks. The cheat sheet here is you could always go to ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT to write you down some hooks. Now, when you do that, you have to be extremely specific for ChatGPT because he can still give you pretty generic hooks. So you're going to have to tell him who your target audience is, what pain point you're trying to solve, and then let him know that you need it in like a one-liner, maybe 3 to 5 words tops. Now, I've gone ahead and kind of came up with a couple of hooks for you guys. These are tried and tested. I want you to write these down, please. If you're driving, take a mental note, but if you're at home listening to this or at the office, write these down and please use them. They work. The first one is what if, for example, what if I told you, and then you put in, what if I told you you could grow your Instagram in 30 days using this simple trick? Can you imagine? Ever wish you could? Have you ever thought of? Have you ever noticed? Have you ever wondered how to grow in 30 days? Did you know this one trick will make you grow in 30 days? Do you want to lose weight before summer? Can you guess which food group I avoid to lose weight? I've gotten X results with this one trick. So these are all hooks that you can fill in. Obviously, that was just the start of the hook. You'll have to put in what, you know, what your content is exactly about. Please be niche specific. Please be SEO keyword specific. Think of a word that is kind of like a pain point that's going to make them stop and think, oh my God, this was made for me. Hopefully those little hook ideas give y'all some inspiration there when you're coming up with your Reels hooks and your even your carousels. The next trend I want to talk about is your community over your following. I know vanity metrics mean a lot to us, growing our following. You know, when you get all these followers, you feel cool. But what's cooler is growing an actual community that respects you, believes in you, and buys from you. I should trademark that. Respects, believes, buys. RBB. RBB. Respect, believe, buy. Oh my God, I'm coining that. So you want to build a community that is going to trust you. And with the introductions of new features on Instagram, like maybe you use the close friends feature or the broadcast channels, those are a way for you to really like nurture and build that audience that you need. I truly think y'all should prioritize one of these options for 2024, whether it's the close friends option or the broadcast channels. I'm going to talk to you guys about the difference in the two of them. But what you need to think about here is exclusive content, something that they feel special when they see it. So the first one is close friends. Now, the close friends feature, when you use that, say you use the close friends feature and you post a story, that story then goes green. It's a green circle. And you get pushed to the front of the line on stories. So it's like this big deal when you add someone to your close friends. So one, they feel special. Two, they're gonna see that green circle around your face, which they're probably not seeing anywhere else because people don't post a lot of close friends content. And you know, with that, there's a realtor, Dan the Realtor. I love him. He posts a lot of close friend stuff. I think he does it. I don't know if he picks a specific day, but I feel like it's like every Friday he'll do something for his close friends. And he added me to his close friends, but it'll say something like, "Hey, Green Circle people." And then he gives me like some motivation for the week. And I always enjoy it. It always makes me feel special because I'm like, wow, he put me on his close friends. You know, I must mean something to him. So I think with the community that I'm talking about and people, you know, seeing you put them in this special box, it makes them feel special and it makes them want to interact with your content. The other side of that is broadcast channels. Broadcast channels were being pushed very, very hard a couple months ago. I remember when they first came out, I got invited to so many broadcast channels. It honestly turned me off and it made me not want to make my own broadcast channel, which I kind of am kicking myself in the butt for because I do believe that there's something that Instagram wants to push. Now with broadcast channels, you basically invite someone to this special channel, which is basically a DM. It's a direct message group that you have. And then you can post content in there, but they can't respond. So it doesn't get muddied up with, you know, a bajillion people commenting and replying to whatever you're posting, but it's a way for you to post something and know that it's going to get right into your customers' direct messages and it's not going to get muddied up by all the noise of other people. They're just going to see what you have to share. Now, a couple tricks that I've noticed with other broadcast channels that I'm in and what makes me want to stay in another broadcast channel. First is, don't just share the content from your feed over to your broadcast channel. That gives me zero reason to stay in your broadcast channel if I can just go see the same content over on your Instagram profile. Don't want it. So make sure you are sharing exclusive content. For a social media manager, that might mean you're sharing exclusive trending audio. Maybe you're seeing trends happening over on Instagram that you want to talk to them about, but you're not going to share it on your regular profile. Exclusive content like that. Let's say you are a realtor and you add people to your close friends. And what you do in your broadcast channel is you talk about local events that are happening in the area. You set yourself up as the pro, the local mayor of your city. And they know that when they join your channel, they're going to get updates on what's going on in the city. Another example for this, let's say you're a mental health coach and you want to give exclusive meditation, you know, mini meditation sessions. So your broadcast channel could be these intimate meditation sessions that are just for you and the people that are in your channel. That kind of also gives them a taste of what you have to offer and might help you to sell more of whatever you're selling because they're getting to experience it in your broadcast channel. Some other examples, maybe you're a food blogger creator and you share special recipes in there, or maybe you share behind the scenes, like, you know, maybe these recipes are already on your website or blog or your Instagram, but in the broadcast channel, you kind of put a new spin to that recipe, or you show before and afters, or you give a pro tip on how to make that recipe juicier. Hopefully y'all are kind of picking up what I'm putting down here, but you want to be better than what you're giving to the general public. These are people that have opted in to hear from you exclusively. So you need to make sure that that content is 100% for them. The next trend I want to talk about is video memes. And I know you guys are seeing them everywhere. Memes will forever be a recipe for instant success. But in 2024, video memes are where it's at. Video memes are just like, you know, the static picture memes that you see, something abstract and funny, but in a more dynamic and engaging format. So I know when the Super Bowl came out, there were some memes of which were just like pictures of Taylor Swift, you know, hugging Travis Kelce. But then people started to make them into videos and people maybe captured like the, I think there was a clip of Taylor Swift like running to Travis and hugging him. And then people were putting like their own little flair on it with like the text overlay tool. But these kind of memes videos are going off right now. They're actually one of our favorite types of content that we share in Club Influence, my membership that I offer. They're a recipe for success. They're relatable. Typically, people can recognize who's in them and they're funny. They're usually on trend and they're just a way for you to kind of foster that connection that you have with your audience. Now, if you're not a designer and if you're not in Club Influence getting the templates from us, we make some really cool templates out of Canva. You can always download CapCut. CapCut is free and there are pre-made templates for you to use that are meme-worthy, they're popular. The cool thing with CapCut too is when you're scrolling through the different templates that they offer you, you know, you'll recognize some of the faces that you see in there, but you'll also see some of the top trending ones in CapCut as well. And what I love about CapCut is you don't have to do any fancy editing. What you do is you pick whatever template you want to use, and it'll just say something like add media, and you'll either add a photo from your camera roll or a video, and then CapCut does all of the editing for you. So then you'll just need to save it to your phone and then share it over on Instagram or TikTok with some trending audio to get it out there in front of more eyes. Love CapCut. Some other tools for this. Again, I told you guys we make Canva memes. There's a little tool in Canva called, I pronounce it Giphy, but it allows you to kind of search up any Giphy that you've ever seen. You can type in Taylor Swift or Britney Spears or Kim Kardashian, whoever you want. And there's a lot of different clips for you to use. And what we'll do is we'll drag that video over and then we'll put, you know, the text. We'll leave space for the text overlay so that you can make your hook or something relatable there for your community to read, see, relate to, and maybe buy from you in the future, or at least start following you. Another reason I love video memes is because they tend to go viral. Again, I think this is because people recognize the faces. It's typically celebrities or this funny, popular trend that people have already seen and heard from. So when they see yours, they recognize it and it just tends to go off. They're also, besides them being relatable, they're shareable. So people will end up sending those in the DMs to their friends. They'll tag people in the comments. They're just a really good piece of content to have. Speaking of DMs, DMs are a spot on Instagram, a feature that Instagram is pushing. If you guys have not noticed yet, they're doing a lot of cleaning up with DMs. They're trying to make it easier for us to access, easier for us to use, and they're just throwing in a lot of new features to make us keep using DMs. Now, what I've read and seen and heard, I had a call with Instagram. I was in their research group. So they asked me a lot of questions about my DMs and I gave them my true, honest feedback. But what they're doing is, I know that if they're researching it and they're trying to improve it, they're gonna push it. So if you aren't utilizing direct messages, you need to. And the easiest way to do that is just reply to stories. Go find some stories. Go find someone that you already follow and reply to them. Give them a genuine content about whatever the post was that they shared about. You can also send posts to some friends, but just get in the habit of using DMs. It's a feature that Instagram wants us to pursue and use. And again, I told you guys at the beginning of this episode, if they're pushing a feature or they're updating it, that means it's going to get priority and you need to be an early adopter and jump on it. All right, that is it for today's episode. Now, I want you guys to get excited because I have an upcoming episode that I'm really excited to share with y'all. And it's going to be based around creator burnout. Now, what I'm seeing in the DMs, and I'm hoping that if you're listening to this, please go send me a DM and let me know what kind of content you want me to talk about or teach about. What I've been getting lately is that either people are feeling burnout, or they don't know how to manage their time good, or they don't know how to batch create. So I'm basically gonna be focusing on the pain points that we creators face during our solo journey of content creation. So we're gonna be talking about time management, batch creating. I'll talk about some AI tools I use to save me time, and we're just kind of gonna get into it. Now, I guess I'll leave you guys with a bit of advice before I end this episode, but as a creator, it can be really lonely because this is kind of like entrepreneurship. It's like, it's a solo journey for us. So I know it can be lonely. You know it can be lonely, but it is very rewarding. We all know that you can make a lot of money doing this. You can fill up your cup because you are following your own passions. So even when you are starting to feel those feelings of burnout or sadness or overwhelm, just know that you took a really big step in your life to better your life, better the lives of your children or your family. And it's not for the faint of heart, but it is so worth it. So don't give up on me. If you enjoyed this episode today, please leave me a review or just download my podcast episodes. That is the best way for us to measure the success of this podcast, is if you guys are downloading it. And of course, I'm going to ask for you to please send this episode to a friend if you found it helpful. I want to get in as many people as possible to help grow this podcast and help other people make money doing what they love. So I'm Caitlin. Thanks for being here. Social Marketing Queen is out.